This is UN and Africa from the United Nations in New York. I'm Matt Wells. In this week's programme, we hear two accounts of peacekeeping efforts at two UN operations in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and South Sudan. But first, urban demand could be a lever for industrialization across Africa. That's according to Giovanni Biha, Deputy Executive Secretary at the UN Economic Commission for Africa, or the ECA, which has launched a report on industrial development on the continent. With an increasing fraction of the population living in cities, Africa faces growing challenges in terms of services and infrastructure. Ms. Biha spoke with Priscilla Lecomte about how this rapid urbanization could be beneficial and propel economic growth.
Despite the many challenges that we are seeing in terms of the urbanization process in Africa, we see also opportunities. And we are basically saying that urbanization actually could be a lever for industrialization, and the continent has to take advantage of these opportunities. Urban demand could be a big driver for industrial development. Why? Because as people and cities are growing, there is a middle class that is also growing. And with that middle class, the pattern of consumption is also changing. So there are opportunities in terms of agro-industry, in terms of housing, in terms of infrastructure. And those are opportunities for industrialization.
So how could governments better harness those opportunities?
One of the major recommendations that are presented in the report is, first and foremost, urbanization and industrialization, they have to be an integral part of government planning. They don't happen haphazardly. They have to be well thought, and especially urbanization, and they have to be interlinked. We have to look to issues of employment creation. We have to look at issues of service provision. We have to look at issues of infrastructure. And all these will make cities that are well-functioning and that are also supporting industrialization.
Do we have examples of best practices in Africa, of countries which have effectively integrated urbanization and industrialization in their planning?
Yes, we do. And some of the good examples that are presented are Rwanda and also Morocco. Actually, Rwanda has organized the cities, Kigali, around the center of services and around the service in the banking, the financial and ITC. We are also saying that it's not too late for many other cities that have not actually linked urbanization and industrialization. So, and that's why we are launching this report at this moment, to make sure that the cities that are starting in a way to become mega cities, that they leverage the opportunities that are in the process of urbanization.
Giovanni Biha, Deputy Executive Secretary at the UN Economic Commission for Africa, talking there to Priscilla Lecomte. After seeing negative news reports about UN peacekeepers, American filmmaker Melanie Kasterman was inspired to share some positive stories surrounding the Blue Helmets. So she spent several months embedded with the Force Intervention Brigade at the UN mission in the Democratic Republic of the Congo to document life in North Kivu province, one of the country's most hostile and unstable areas. What she saw there confirmed her belief that UN peacekeepers are unabashedly dedicated to the goal of achieving peace in communities affected by conflict. Ms. Kasterman spoke to Liz Scafidi about her film Until There Is Peace, which was shown recently at UN headquarters in New York.
Many times people think of peacekeeping as a concept. My film is a look at the individuals who are on the front line of the most dangerous areas protecting civilians, who are leaving their homes, leaving their countries, risk their lives to make peace in the DRC. It's about the cultures that they bring and how they share those with the people of the Congo. It's about Africa and how they're helping to solve their own problems. It's about human life and how, even in the worst of circumstances, people find moments of joy, moments of clarity.
What was one of the most difficult hurdles you had to overcome?
The conditions are very unstable. You would wake up in the morning to the call to prayer or the roosters, And if you woke up to helicopters before you heard that, you knew something bad was happening. There were a couple of times we would go into a building, all of the villagers, everyone would be out, the shops would be open, people would be on the street. We'd go inside to do an interview, and we'd come outside. Every shop was closed, every door was closed, not one person on the street, which means there had been an alert that ADF was on their way to do something.
EDF?
The Allied Defense Force, one of the illegal armed groups operating in North Kivu.
Have you witnessed any attacks by them?
I was in a vehicle, did witness an attack. I spoke to villagers right after an attack.
What impressed you the most about being there?
Each peacekeeper I met approached their job with their complete heart. They wanted to protect these people, and it was clear that they took their jobs very seriously. I also got the feeling that it's a little bit of a thankless job. They go there, they leave their homes, they leave their families. It's really difficult circumstances. They work really hard, and we, as a global community, just sort of take this job for granted. And it's a great sacrifice. It's not a means of making money. It's a means of doing your job, being a proud soldier in this very special circumstance of being a peacekeeper.
The generosity and honesty of women officers contributes to the role of UN police, or UNPOL, in South Sudan, according to a female Rwandan officer working in the UN mission there. The UN peacekeeping operation UNMISS has provided sanctuary to some 213,000 people in protection of civilian sites across the conflict-affected country. UNPOL plays a key part in making sure those civilians remain safe. In Juba, the capital, some 38,000 people live in a POC site next to the UN base. And like any small town of that size, gangs and criminality are a problem. Assistant Inspector Kellen Businga of Rwanda, who's one of around 260 female police officers from around the world deployed at UNMISS, recently took part in a search for illegal weapons outside the camp. Daniel Dickinson asked her about the operation.
What's going on today? An operation, targeted operation, organized by Integrated Operations Team to search for the illegal objects possessed by the gangs here in the bush.
There are 9 young men who are being questioned right now as we speak. What has been their reaction?
They said they are innocent, they don't possess anything. They were searched and then nothing was found with them.
Personally, I mean, how are you feeling this morning? What's your reaction to the events this morning?
Yeah, I feel so good for the event because I'm here for the protection of civilians and anything that can harm them. So I feel that I'm doing my job that put me here.
Now, there may be some young women back in your country, in Rwanda, who would look at your job and say, that's way too dangerous. I can never do that job. I won't become a police officer. What do you say to those young women?
I would like to encourage them that this is a good job. It's nice to serve the nation and the UN at large.
How proud do you feel to be representing Rwanda here?
I'm so proud, so much proud.
What makes you proud?
Yeah, representing my country and UN and serving with the UN protection of civilians as fulfilling the UN mandate.
What do you personally get out of this job?
One of the things is mission experience. I get experience and some of them will be applied back home.
Do you encourage more women from your country to sign up as police officers?
Yeah, thank you. I would encourage them because it's first of all, it's one way of surviving. It's like other employment opportunities. Another thing, they should come up, serve their nation, serve the world at large, and feel that courage that they are able. It's not for men only. Also, women can perform better than men. Yeah.
Women will perform better than men?
Yes.
In what way?
Women, they are generous. Another thing, they are faithful, they say the truth. And yeah, they have got the power. They are very strong, they are very patient, they can endeavor all the situations.
What do you think your male colleagues would say about that statement?
They will feel that we are also able. It's not only them who can perform.
Kellen Businga of Rwanda, a police officer serving at the UN mission in South Sudan. You've been listening to UN and Africa. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Matt Wells.